Farm Network.
Thursday Farm News on the Red River Farm Network. During the noon hour, the Red River Farm Network crop tour presented by Pioneer made its way to Stephen, Minnesota. Farm broadcaster Kara Hart has more in this update.
Reporting to you from the third stop on the Red River Farm Network crop tour presented by Pioneer, I'm Kara Hart, along with Alex Anderson, and we're in Stephen, Minnesota. How are things going along in the area?
A lot of variability with the weather this year. Big rains in early June, early July, and then just the last couple weeks, it's been really spotty. So some areas around here are dry, some are overly wet, and you can see that with the crop conditions going through. So we need some heat units to finish, that's for sure.
And we're going to join Peter Vidston right now. And Peter, thank you for taking time to visit. How do things look out in the fields?
Things look pretty good. We got about 90% of our wheat done, and we're going to start edible beans next week. This year we tried canola for the first time, so that's coming along next week too. Soybeans are still a good 3 weeks, I'd say, at least before harvest would start, and corn end of the month. So things are coming along pretty good.
We are going to go to our final grower of this interview, Brent Halfman. Brent, thanks for taking time to join us today. How do things look on your farm?
Yeah, we're real pleased where we're at today. We were starting to get dry in August here, and we got a much-needed rain over the weekend. I think that's going to push the soybeans a long ways. We're going to need some time in September. The crop's behind from normal from our standpoint, so we'd like to at least get to the middle of September without some frost. We're doing pre-pile sugar beets currently. Where we had rains timely throughout the year, the tons are right where we want to see them. Where we had less rain, the tons are less, but the sugars have all been excellent. So we're real happy where we're at. We got some wheat to finish up, and then dry beans are right on our heels, and we'll be into those next week, hopefully, if we get the wheat off. So,
as we wrap up our third stop here in Stephen, Minnesota, I'm Kara Hart reporting to you from the Red River Farm Network Crop Tour.